This is the Spiritual Bazaar. I'm A, and you're listening to an anonymous audio cast by someone on the road to recovery, which means I'm exploring spiritual paths and the mystery of life. And that's a funny thing, because I really don't know that much about living a spiritual life, other than the fact that I have made some attempts in the past to live a life of meaning. But why do we have to have meaning? Why not just go to work, do our job, do the things that we enjoy doing? What's the purpose of having meaning in the first place? Well, I know for me, because I've been something of a lost soul, I need meaning. I need some sort of purpose in life, and I really don't know what that is yet. I'm working on that, and I know a lot of other people out there are working on that as well, including yourself. That's probably why you're listening to this. Meaning, well, if I'm an atheist, which I'm not, but I have atheist tendencies, meaning could be just something to look forward to. A reason to get out of bed in the morning. And, you know, I've had different career possibilities that I've pursued, and those have been my reason for getting out of bed in the morning. But, you know, it's really not enough unless what you're doing, if your job is your reason to get out of bed in the morning, only is it worth it if what you're doing fulfills something within you. And how do we feel fulfilled? I know for myself now, after having gone through so much crap, as far as attempting different careers, attempting to be happy, attempting sobriety, and not being successful at that, that I have to have something that means I have to have something where I am helping other people. I think somehow that's going to be a path for me. It's just sort of a gut feeling now. For years I've put it off. You know, I thought I was going to do service and be good to mankind in some way. And I was always waiting for my career to take off, and then I was going to do it. Then after I've got a career going, I've got financial stability, then I can start helping out people, because then, you know, I'll have the time and the means to do so and the resources. That's not going to work for me. It's definitely not going to work for me. Because if I keep waiting for that to happen, I am not fulfilling what I need to do, and that's to be in some service to others. What that service is, I don't know yet. I'm working on that. But I want to play a clip for you here that might be a little bit helpful and insightful. This is from Stephen Hawking's Genius on PBS. So just listen to this, and I think that you'll take something away from it. I know I did, and it's a good launching point for further discussion. So here it is.
Take more universe, and this particular version of you in it has led to where you are right now. Parallel universes are more than just an interesting theory. In fact, if our current understanding of the universe is correct, I believe they are inevitable. What's more, these beliefs are shared by renowned scientists all over the world.
I think that the many worlds version of quantum mechanics is right. I think there are many other copies of me that are slightly diverging as time goes on. And it's a funny question, because we may never see the other universes. But they are predicted by our best understanding of what we do see. And in my mind, it's the duty of a scientist to come up with the best understanding of the physical world that you can, and then accept its consequences, even the consequences you can't see.
So what do my volunteers make of this idea?
We have multiple universes, multiple different versions of ourselves, but looking back at everything we've done, this position here, where we are right now, isn't a determined factor. We weren't always going to lead here. It was just down to our choices. It was just one of the possibilities.
Yeah, exactly.
We're here simply because of the choices we made at that given point.
Yeah, fully with that.
Yeah.
Out of potential possibilities.
Limited possibilities, constrained by the laws of physics.
Yeah, that's good.
Just as I'm responsible for my own choices, I do believe I'm responsible for my own future. I can't see it, but it's my own making.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
All right, I choose group hug.
I'm done with that, let's choose.
You really love it.
Oh, yeah.
Our brains are bound by the laws of nature. These laws imply that there are multiple universes, which allow for each and every possible outcome. This leads us to the most extraordinary idea. The universe you find yourself in may be your own unique version.
The whole universe came together just to make me, so I guess I am the universe, and I am me at the same time.
I really have no choice but to be here right now because of the decisions I've made.
So here is where I think we can find meaning in our lives, thanks to science. Although we are, each of us, a product of the universe we live in is personal to us.
And that is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. In infusing meaning into science. And I know there's a lot of people out there who incorporate science into a metaphysical point of view, and I definitely think that I'm one of those people. I've always been agnostic since I've been about 15, I would say. And like I said before, I was deterred by the contradictions of dogmatic religions. So, can I find meaning in my life strictly through science? I think so. I think that if you're an atheist, you can find meaning and purpose, because if there are multiple yous out there, that means there's an endless search or an endless effort to make choices to live a better life. Why live a better life? Because that's kind of what we're programmed to do. Even though there are parts of our brains that are designed strictly to survive and propagate the species, there's something else going on with the human. The mind has developed in a way that we can think in the abstract and seek something meaningful. Why would it even occur in nature? Why would our brains even evolve to the point that we would seek meaning in nature itself? If everything is interconnected, if there are multiple universes, and if we're all tied together by the laws of physics, it begs to have a meaning. And even if we just came from a big bang and we just exploded out of nowhere, and we don't know what the beginning really was, or we don't know exactly what was before that, or before that, or before that. You know, if you listen to the theories on multiple universes, you know, bubble universes where one explodes, implodes, starts again, explodes, implodes, starts again. There's just no way to conceive, at least not for a long time, there's no way to conceive why that wouldn't happen. And even if there isn't a creator with a capital C, in a sense that, you know, religion tackles it, I think that the evolution of the universe itself evolved to have a purpose. you know, when you're a fetus in a womb, you know, there's no sense of a purpose. But as you evolve, as you grow from childhood into young adulthood into adulthood, that's, I think, what we're all seeking. And for a lot of people, they find it in their family life. That's what they think their meaning and their purpose is. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's it for them. For myself, I am not one to have a desire for children. It just never happened. I've never had a biological urge. I've never had a mental or emotional desire to have children. And there are others out there like me. And so if that's not my purpose, just to, you know, rear children and have a family and share in that love, then I must have a connection to other humans in some other way. As if I don't, I feel a little empty inside. I want to hear from you. I really do want to hear from you. What do you think your purpose is? Or what do you think, is there an overarching purpose for humans? Is there a reason for our minds to have evolved to think in the advanced ways that we do, and not just function on this planet? And granted, we could go out to the stars and colonize, and we can explore and learn and expand our knowledge, but is there an end game? Or is it really just about the journey? The soul? If there is a soul, what is the soul exactly? If you believe in a God, what is God? Often it's written in such a way that God is a him, a patriarch, with a capital H. For me, that's a major turnoff, because that would imply that God has genitals or male characteristics or a masculine energy that is its own source. To me, that absolutely makes no sense at all. If the creator itself was masculine, then why have species evolved to have a balance of feminine and masculine? So I am turned off oftentimes when I'm in meetings and I hear that. But at the same time, I accept that other people have their own points of view. You know, if it gives them a meaning or a sense of understanding, then, you know, I really can't judge them, because if that helps them to get sober and if that helps them to have a faith in something that is bigger than them and bigger than their addiction, then that's a blessing in its own right. But for me, I use the word universe, because universe with a capital U, because it, in a sense, it grounds the conception, the vague conception that I have in science and what quantum physics has uncovered for us. I mean, there are forces that are invisible to the human eye. There are forces that are just being discovered now, like time itself was recently shown to actually be a thing in the universe, not just an idea, but a thing. It was measured after a supernova had exploded. I think this is about a month and a half ago, and confirmed Einstein's theories. You know, Einstein was brilliant. And in a sense, when you listen to the things that he said, he was almost religious in the way that he spoke, or spiritual would be a better word, for the way he spoke about science and his understanding of science. So I need to have some validity, some validation that whatever it is that I believe in is a part of the universe itself in the makeup of the physics. Because if it's not, then it's something separate. And to me, that doesn't make sense. If you go back to the Bible, I mean, you know, the kingdom of heaven is in within you. I mean, it's in the rocks, it's in the grain, it's in the sand, it's everywhere. So if God is everything and everywhere, then like you heard in that clip, I am the universe, and the universe is me, and it's also you. And would we one day be able to see the other universes? Could you imagine? If anyone out there has ever seen Fringe, they had this really cool window where you could actually peer into a parallel universe and see what's going on there, which is brilliant. I have no idea if science could even come close to anything in the future where we could actually peer into a parallel universe and see what's going on there, but that would I think shake the foundation of religions worldwide. Then again, just like people in the Catholic Church says, well, alien life could be in existence. It could be out there. It's likely, you know. Their claim is that God can create whatever he wants and as many species as he wants and as many life forms as he wants to express his love. So if there are other universes, then there's other versions of us. But the question is, if there are other versions of us, are they still sort of us? You know, is there sort of an oversoul that is connected between all these people? Or are we just a compilation of atoms playing out in the laws of physics? I'm just asking questions here. I have no idea. But I love asking these questions because I love living in the mystery. And it's something that I've definitely embraced. I don't need a solid answer. I love getting answers, but I don't need to know for a fact that there is a creator. I just love living in the mystery of the unfolding of science and my own personal experiences. You know, there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, coincidences are just coincidences. That's all they are. But sometimes they're just such uncanny coincidences that help propel someone when you're in an open state. I mean, Dr. Wayne Dyer speaks on this and the power of intention. And I think it is uncanny when you are really in that open place and you feel a connection to this undercurrent of energy, of the force, of love, whatever you want to call it, and you're in tune with it, and you put intention out there, and things seem to just start happening and lining up in the right way. And that doesn't happen all the time, because I think for most people, we're not in that place all the time. But when you are in that place, you can feel it, you know it, you feel centered, you feel in tune, and then things start happening. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now in my life. I'm just letting go, and whatever happens, happens. I know that I have work that I have to do. I have steps that I have to take in order to live a healthy life. But now I'm not forcing things. I'm not just saying, okay, this is it. This is what I'm going to do. Some people are really lucky. They know exactly what they want to do with their career, and that's great. But even along the path of going towards accomplishing that career, you know, you have to be open to happenings that will help propel you towards that end. I think that for me, and for a lot of other people out there who don't know exactly what they want, the best thing then is to just open up to the universe and hope and believe. I think you have to have some belief, not just hope, and believe that and trust that a path, in a sense, will be laid before you. Again, I'm taking a leap of faith here, because even though I've had instances where I've seen uncanny coincidences happen in my life, I really don't know if it's going to work, but I'm believing that it's going to work. because I sort of have to believe, because I've damaged myself so many times trying to force into existence what I think is the best thing for me. And I'm learning that I really don't know what the best thing is for me. That's a hard thing to come to terms with. A lot of people in recovery, I think, deal with this as well. Because what you're so distracted by this beast, this monster in your mind that is constantly distracting you, and sometimes in order to run away from it, to hide from that monster, you come up with ideas and you become obsessive compulsive about ideas in order to distract you from the monster. And in the meantime, you're just letting that monster grow on an unconscious level, and then one day it's just going to explode. So if I don't work my program, if I don't focus on becoming a better person, the monster will win, and then I will never know what it is that I'm supposed to do. But I love doing this. This is fun. I've done this before in another form, and I won't say what that is because I'm keeping this podcast anonymous for now. But I'm going to keep doing this for a while and see what happens. I would love to hear back from people out there. You know, is this something that I should continue to do, or am I wasting my time? I think I'm going to take a leap here, and on the next episode, I'm going to see if I can get someone on here and, you know, do a proper interview. If that happens, great. If not, I guess I'll just keep going and doing what I'm doing now. And eventually, again, I would love to do a weekly show at the exact same time, live every night, because I've done that before and I absolutely love it. So my question to you before I sign off here is, does science and the pursuit of an understanding of physics, quantum physics, does that help you live a spiritual life? Knowing what science knows and is discovering. And if you were to take that out of the equation, and if we were to go back in time before science, in the sense that theoretical physics existed, would you, and you were still you in this time, would you, if that makes sense, would you still have faith in something? Or would you be an atheist? Or would you be a strict agnostic and say, well, anything's possible, but I'm not going to believe? So does science support your faith? Does science support and encourage your belief in something bigger and greater than you? For me, again, it's love. I can't explain it. It's just like this energy that's out there that I've felt from time to time. And I'll leave it at that. So until next time, this is A, signing off. Live in the mystery. Be well. We'll be right back.